The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office has now released the name of the fatal accident victim that died in that recreational vehicle motorhome rollover accident that happened Thursday evening on County Road L-12 near Remsen. The 23-year-old male has been identified as Jace William Vandenberg of Ireton. Five other individuals were treated at local hospitals for non-life-threatening injuries. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office and, along with the Lamar's Police Department, are continuing an investigation of that accident. Approximately 300 people took a step back with nostalgia as they viewed the humorous holiday movie Elf at the Total Motors Auto Dealership lot at Friday evening. The movie, featuring the actors Will Ferrell, Bob Newhart, James Caan, and Ed Asner, kicked off the Lamar's hometown Christmas celebration. People were able to listen to that movie by tuning their car's radio to the FM signal 90.1. Two different digital movie screens were used so that everyone would have an ideal viewing of that movie. A few people braved the cold temperatures and chose to sit in lawn chairs bundled up with blankets as they watched the outdoor movie. Total Motors is close to the location of the original Lamar's Drive-In movie complex, Mars Under the Stars. Those people attending the movie event received a complimentary bag containing popcorn, a bottle of water, candy canes, and even a chocolate chip cookie. Due to the recent restrictions regarding the size of gatherings because of the spread of the COVID-19 virus, officials with the Lamar's Hometown Christmas Celebration have announced that the planned event will undergo some changes. Cheryl Wells says that while we are extremely disappointed that we are unable to provide the full hometown Christmas experience, we know how important it is to still celebrate. Wells says that despite the new COVID-19 restrictions, she remains excited.
Actually, we are pretty excited that we feel like we're probably going to be doing exactly what we needed to be doing and to help to bring joy to people's lives at such a wonderful time of the year. So we're excited about the fact that we're still going to be able to create a beautiful scene here for everyone to do a drive-by. And actually, that can happen any day or any evening, starting on that Sunday, the 29th. So we will actually leave a lot of the beautiful things up in the display there in the Olson Cultural Events Center. We'll leave those things up for a whole week from Sunday to Sunday, starting the 29th of November.
Well, says that the centerpiece 26-foot Christmas tree featured at the Olson Cultural Events Center will be dazzling for everyone to enjoy right up through Christmas.
Evening in December up until Christmas, of course, people would be able to come and drive by and see the beautiful tree and all the lights in the park there. And also our tree actually is going to have music every evening. And all of our lights that we have are synced to that music. So the lights dance to the music. So it's really a beautiful production that they'll be able to see even in the evening, any evening in December.
Wells says that organizers plan to create a video of many of the planned events that are scheduled for this evening and throughout the day so people can still share in the joy of the season.
It's not only going to be the lighting of the tree during that presentation, but we have live music from the Browns. We have all kinds of neat things in our program that's going to be almost an hour long. But what we're actually doing is that we are going to be producing this. It's going to be live stream on our Facebook page. We are looking to put it actually on, we're looking for a 30 or 60 minute spot on one of the local TV stations. And we're going to be making it into almost like our own little Hallmark movie that we will release probably by Wednesday of that next week that people will be able to watch over and over and over. And that'll be on our Facebook.
Activities are being offered all day, starting with Breakfast with Rudolph at 9 a.m. at the Brown Century Theater. Visitors can shop holiday savings in downtown Lamar's beginning at 10 o'clock this morning, and the entire downtown will look and feel like Christmas. The main event, the 26-foot tree lighting ceremony, will take place at the Olson Cultural Events Center, and that will be held at 6 p.m. this evening. You can plan to spend the entire day in Lamar's enjoying beautiful window displays, kid crafts, live music, food vendors, and visit with Santa and his reindeer. Even with the pandemic, some Iowans camped out overnight so that they could be the first to enjoy Black Friday deals. But the head of the U.S. Small Business Administration in Iowa hopes that the buying fervor will continue until today for Small Business Saturday. Jane Armstrong, director of the SBA's Iowa District Office, says that local merchants have endured a very challenging year, and a holiday shopping season is key to their success.
The last few months of the shopping could really make a huge difference in their bottom line. So we're really encouraging people to get out, support your local small businesses. I can't emphasize enough how important it is, especially as we're waiting for this next round of stimulus.
COVID-19 has forced many people to avoid shopping in person in stores, and Armstrong says that you can equally show support for local businesses by seeking out their websites.
A lot of people are shifting to online this year, but one of the smart things that a lot of our Iowa small businesses have done this year during the pandemic is to pivot to more of an online presence.
One economic forecast predicts that in-store sales will be down 3% this holiday season, while online sales will be up 30%. For those who physically shop in stores, Armstrong says to look for small business backers who will be fanned out in Iowa's downtowns and shopping districts.
We'll be out there with our signs saying, honk if you heart small business, and shop mom and pop, be loyal, buy local, those type of things. We really try to lift up the spirits of the small business community because these owners have gone through a lot this year.
While some small businesses were forced to close during 2020, she says it's been a pleasant surprise to see so many new small business startups in Iowa succeed. Armstrong says that 97% of the businesses in Iowa are categorized as small business.